first passage comes from the book of John in chapter 1. Hallelujah. If you're there, say amen. I'll read the first 5 verses and I'll jump to verse 14, then I'll go to Acts in chapter 19. Are you in John 1? If you're in John 1, say amen. First, before I begin to read, let me tell you this. Anytime Jesus will send anybody out, he'll say, look, preach and let them know that the kingdom of God has come. And anywhere you get to, he say, if there is any sickness, heal them. Check your Bible. See, why are you saying that? Because before the end of this service, I don't need to call out any healing line. There'll be healings in the name of Jesus. Oh, no, I'm not satisfied with your amen. Because there will be in the name of Jesus. You will check your body thereafter. You know that things have happened in the name of Jesus. They go together. And the book of Mark say, you go into all the world and preach. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall do what? Cast out devils. So of a necessity, you will encounter devils. If truly you are born again, you will encounter demons. Whether in human beings or otherwise. You will. And what should be your attitude? Cast them out. So, whether they are in human beings or they are in animals or they are in the air or they are in the sea or they are in the tree, in my name you will do what? The first thing you will do what? Cast out devils, because they will seek to disturb you. So why are you alarmed because of demons? All right. Then number 2, say you will speak what? With new tongues. Glory be to God in the highest. I started reading the book, I've not read far, and I said, because I was looking for some other explanation about this Holy Spirit, and this, you know, and this guy said, he wanted to study Bible in the Jewish perspective. So he went to Israel, and he was talking to this man, and the man apparently not a Messianic Jew, but well-read, a rabbi, and so they got talking, and he just thought, look, let me call this man, let him know what I believe. So he got into saying, I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I speak in tongues. Said the man didn't blink an eye. They said, oh, so you too, you speak God's language. And that's the way speaking tongues is considered. By those who really know what it is. That's why when people have near-death experience, you hear them speaking tongues back. It threatens the devil. It terrorizes the devil. It breaks his power. True. But don't let me frame myself, because I know that before you leave here today, something will change. In the name of Jesus, you are moving forward. You are climbing higher. In Jesus' name. Okay, let me come here now. John chapter 1. In the beginning, everybody say in the beginning. I can hear you. In the beginning. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to explain something to you. He says it again. In the beginning. All right. Was what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things. Everybody say all things. All things. Shout it now. All things. Well, if you think there's anything that's not in all things, can you name it? All things were what? Made by him. So everything was made, including man beings, made. All things were made by him, and without him, if it's not through him, that thing is never made. If it wasn't through him, it was never made. So if they exist, they come through him. Everybody shout, the Word. Shout, the Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was what? Life. Come on, help me through your Bible. In him was what? Life. Shout it now. Life. Shout it again. Life. Shout it again. Life. So if it is the truth that we are preaching the Word today, then life will be somebody's portion today. In an unusual manner, in the name of Jesus. In him was what? Life. Come on, in him was what? Life. 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 And the life was the? What is it? Life was what? The light. The light. The light of animals. Man! And the light was the light of men. And this light does what? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. So the reason he's pointing attention to the light is to let us know that this light shines. And this light does what? Shine. And where does it shine? In them. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me again. And the darkness what? Cannot stop it, cannot comprehend it. It cannot. Hey, la bosa la baba. There are certain, you should know some things. There are some laws. I mean, if I throw this thing up, it will come down. It's a law. Ah, this light shines, and then we are in the darkness, and darkness cannot. It's a law. But if you don't know it, you'll be taken for a ride. That's why, no matter how thick your darkness is today, it will give way. I say the name of Jesus is giving way. I say it will give way in the name of Jesus. You know why? Because I'm speaking the word that made everything, including the darkness. So the darkness is not created to stop you. So it will give way in the name. I say this light does what? Oh, we looked a bit at it on Thursday. I went to ask you for what the title of the message. I couldn't find. Cheer. And because you were shining anyway. Jesus says you are the light. Hey. You are the light of the world. He says you are a city on a hill. Because when people put on light, it's put on a lampstand. You are on a lampstand, a divine lampstand. You are a candle on God's lampstand. You shine. No devil is devil enough to quench your light. This light shines where? In the dark. I don't care the darkness you are going through. Is it sickness? Is it poverty? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it misjudgment? Injustice? I don't know what it is, but I know something that will penetrate anything. The word of God. I was praying with someone yesterday, and the situation looked so impossible. I said, but I know something that will penetrate. How does it penetrate? When spoken, it is the light. And I said to God, I said, all I need, sir, it's just one ray. No wonder I said he sent his word. And he healed. I address every sickness in your body today. It doesn't matter where you are sitting or where you are listening, from where you are listening to this message. In the name of Jesus. I said the integrity of the word will be sustaining your situation. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Hey. Hey! I was looking at this thing about the light and the word. And then I remember in Psalm 119 verse 107, say your word is a light unto, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Come on. And remember the promise this morning? How does it read? The path of the righteous man is as a shining light, and it dims after a while. It shines brighter. Now, if you have lost hope, let it be revived now in the name of Jesus. It shines how? Brighter. It shines how? Brighter. It shines how? Brighter. It shines how? Brighter. I don't care what has been said about you. I don't care the sorcery. I don't care the enchantment. I don't care the divination. I speak the word of God concerning your life and your situation today. I reverse every curse and every negative. I say, let this world shine. You will shine. You will live. You will finish well. In the name of Jesus. I just come to remind you of what you have. Because I recognize that there are too many things we do in church now that is not so much the word. By the way, I started this in the first service by letting them know that I was looking at the book of Acts. And I recognized three prominent personalities. And that explains why the book of Acts has been the way it is. And that explains why the result is what we are still enjoying today. And I made up my mind in the name of Jesus for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for the past, because God has blessed it. But the future. Oh, my shata boloko ramba sekranda balabo reke rakata bolobo sanda. You are doing things that will never be raised. That's what I'm saying. So I found three prominent personalities. And in that book, Peter was never rated higher than these personalities. There are three and yet one. Peter was never, James was never, Paul was never. You say, who are they? The Holy Spirit. So actually, it is the act of the Holy Spirit in the life of the apostles. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, the name of Jesus. By whose authority do you do what you do? It is the name of Jesus, him whom you crucify. It is the authority in the name and by his name that we have effected this. Praise God. So this light shines in the dark. Where else does light shine? If light is put, if you lit a light in a light. And that's why in Isaiah 60, yeah. Say the darker day. Say darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Then what will happen to you? But the Lord will arise on you and you will do what? His grace shall be seen on you and you will shine. Even kings will rush to the rising of your shining. Glory be to God in the highest. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, somebody can read quickly for me. Otherwise, I can read it. 2 Peter, I want you to see something there too. 2 Peter 1:19, and so we, Peter was writing, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as what? Okay, open to it quickly. So it's in your hand, you hold a miracle. I'm talking about the word, though not much to you. Turn it to him and he'll take what you give to him and make it what you ought to be. A miracle is in your hand. Are you in 2 Peter 1? 19. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed. As what? A light that shines where? In a dark place. Until what? The day dawns and the morning star rises in your what? Heart. What was he talking about here? The word. It will shine and shine and shine until the darkness is displaced. Hallelujah. And the morning star, Jesus, is formed in you. Peter was writing. And he was drawing his allusion from the Mount of Transfiguration. They were there with the word. And suddenly he began to manifest his true nature. And blinding light. They will never try to stop you again. In the name of Jesus. Say blinding light. I say blinding light. Okay, now, okay. If you don't want to talk. That's what come out from you. That's who you are. They fell to the ground. They could not look. They saw him for who he really was. The light of the world. The life of God. He said, don't tell anybody. So they knew him. My prayer is that you will have as much know him. But you can know him more than they know him. That's the truth. Let me remind you again. I don't care the nature of your sickness this morning. Arthritis, hypertension, sugar diabetes, osteoporosis. This one that affects bones. No, rheumatism, the one that makes the bones very weak. Something's porosis or something. Osteoporosis. Whatever name. In the beginning was the. Look what Jesus did. What I just said in Yoruba, I said the name of Jesus surpasses them all. The blood of Jesus, hey. In him was life. The life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. Now, verse 14. Then this word manifested in the flesh. Come on, church. The word that made all things manifested in the flesh. So can you now see that you are a product of the word? So if the word made you, then the word can repair your kidney. Oh, you didn't get it. The word can fix your liver. The word can fix your heart. If the word made you. In him was life. The life was the light of man. And the same became flesh. And we beheld what? His glory. As the only begotten of the Father. Full. Come on, somebody say full. Full of what? Grace and glory. The word became flesh. We saw him and we beheld him. Only begotten of the Father, full of grace and glory. I'll leave it there. Let me jump to Acts chapter 19 and verse 20. So, if you're there, read it together. Come on, talk to me. If you're there, say amen. Amen. So, how does he read? So, it starts with what? Which word? So. Everybody say so. Again, so. Is there any other translation that is not so? In this way. Thank you. So that's good. So if you are looking for the definition of the so, as it is in your Bible, it is in this way. So in this way. So in this way. Now, let's go back to so. So the word of God did what? Grew what? Mightily. And prevail. Woohoo. Wow. Why wouldn't it prevail? It shines in darkness. It overwhelms darkness. So it will always prevail. It will prevail your sickness. Prevail your fears. Prevail your doubt. It will prevail against your barrenness. Your hopelessness. Your helplessness. This word has the ability to grow and prevail. Yeah? It's the same word. This same word. It's what I hear him say that I say. John chapter 5, verse 19, verse 30. I don't do anything except I see him do. Now, you see, the word in the Bible is what? Rhema is the written word. We're not talking the written word now. Until the written word gets into your mouth, or gets into your heart and comes to your mouth, it becomes the Logos, living word, living. So when you speak it, you release life. He said the word that I speak to their spirits and their life. They will penetrate anything. Hebrews said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing asunder. You know how? It becomes light. A ray. Just shot. That's all. A ray. But how does it grow in the heart of man? Meditate. Meditate. This book of the law shall know what? Out of your head. Out of your heart. Out of your mouth. Because if that's what your heart is to come to your mouth, if your mouth will say what God is saying because your heart has received it, no devil can stop it. In the name of Jesus. You see, Pastor, that's the, he said, then you would what? You make your way what? Who will make your way? You. How? Take the word and speak it. Receive it and release it. Release it in the face of the situation. Release it in the midst of the darkness. So you make your way what? Prosperous. And you have success. Good success. Good success. You see how it happens? And that's how we have seen people from nothing to something. From seeming nothing to becoming the star of a generation. And it's happening here again. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Or Romans chapter 10 said, the word of faith which you preach is nigh thee, and where is it? It's in your mouth. If you will believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. If the word is able to save you, turn an arm robber and a murderer to a center, he can change anything about your life. He can heal your body. He can change your financial situation. But how will it work? Your heart and your mouth. Say, for with the heart man was what? Believes. And with the mouth, what happens? You confess unto what? Manifestation. It's your confession that brings the performance. Said, I watch over my word to perform it. How does it perform it? It gets into your heart, you get your mouth, and you make it life. In Jesus' name.